This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to another episode of this program where you can take control of the airwaves should you wish. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
Well, it's a big day for Bitcoin.
Man, it is. I woke up and just started smiling.
Yep. It was one of the first things I found out when I woke up today, too. That was that at the time I woke up, which was about 10:30 Eastern this morning, it was over $20,000. I think it was like $20,500. So it smashed through its previous all-time high. Because the last time, it was like, what, a week ago, I think, when
I said I wasn't going to call it an all-time high until 20,000. Well, we're definitely at an all-time high now.
Right. That was what I was going to bring up, was that you weren't sure last time. And indeed, some media said that depended on, like, a week ago when it looked like it had hit an all-time high. It was an all-time high at some exchanges, but not at other exchanges. So it was like just barely kind of scraping the previous all-time high, which was set in late December, early January of 2018. So that was when the last one was. And so it came real close a week ago, and now it's just blown right on through that. It's gone up 10%, basically, in the last 24 hours.
I'm still not 100% convinced, though, because I talked to someone today who also remembers when Bitcoin hit, like, 22,500 back in 2017, 2018.
No.
So I mean,
unless it was on...
I'm saying it was probably like the Coinami app or something like that, because back then I was just using that and maybe Coinbase.
Yeah, I mean, it might have been like $22,000 on a vending machine or something, which is still a legitimate price of Bitcoin at that time. But right now, if you go to the vending machines, it'll be $24,000 or $23,000 or something like that. So
I just remember seeing somewhere in some mainstream exchange that it was $22,000, maybe even $23,000. I thought I was crazy because no one else remembered it. So I was like, okay, well, I'm incorrect. But someone else I spoke with today remembered the same thing. So still, I said 20,000. This is an all-time high. I'm taking it.
There are some exchanges where, let's see. So there was like this Korean exchange that only allows Korean won in, and like it's hard to get money in and out of the exchange. Or like, I forget which, whether it's hard to get money into the exchange or out of the exchange. But there's certain exchanges where it's kind of hard to deal with. They've got higher prices at those exchanges.
Yeah, because that's worth it being difficult to deal with, right?
Well, for whatever reason, I forget what the actual reason was, but there's certain like fluke exchanges out there, and you really can't take those under advisement when you're looking at the price of a thing. Probably the best bet for a price of Bitcoin is BitcoinAverage.com, because what they do is they take a bunch of different exchanges and they average the price together from those exchanges to get the Bitcoin average price. And even they exclude certain exchanges from their calculation. And the reason, as I understand it, for that is because, again, some exchanges are kind of wacky. They don't have the right, they're not honest with their volumes, for instance, or whatever. And so there's certain exchanges that are sort of like questionable as to how the veracity of their claims. So they take some of the major exchanges and they average them together, and that's I would say that's probably the fairest price. Although if our co-host Nobody were here, he would argue that the exchange prices are below what the actual market price for Bitcoin is, and the evidence
for
that.
Well, it is for some people,
right?
But on average, I think the average Bitcoin price is evidently what it should be at this exact moment.
But the point that he would make about this is that the exchanges are a very exclusive kind of place, meaning if you don't pass their know your customer requirements, if you don't have an ID, if you don't have, you know, banking history or whatever, you can't get in to one of these exchanges. So, yeah, there is a lot of volume on the exchanges. There's certainly a lot of trades being made there, and I don't think that those that should be discarded necessarily, but ultimately exchange prices are sort of the equivalent of like a spot price for gold, whereas, you know, the reality of buying gold is you cannot get gold for spot. Right.
Right.
You on the streets going into a gold store or talking to somebody, unless they're desperate, right? Unless that person needs to sell that piece of gold as quickly as possible, there's no way you're going to get that gold at the spot price. Even if you go on, you know, larger dealers and try to order large amounts of gold, you can't even get close to spot. Now, obviously, you can get the exchange price if you go on the exchange, but his point is the real market price for Bitcoin is higher than the exchange prices. The real, like, the real world price for Bitcoin. You go to any of these Bitcoin vending machines, you're going to pay more than 10%.
Sure.
If you deal with somebody on, like, a local Bitcoin, you might be paying between 5 and 10-plus percent for something like that. So
I don't know that it fully holds water, though, because I can't go to Kraken or Binance or one of these places
but other people
get
can't.
It for spot.
You can, but other people can't.
Well, that's why I don't sell it at spot.
Correct. So the point that he would make is the fact that there's another market for Bitcoin. There's the real world market of people who are paying cash in person. That's a completely different price than these trading markets where only know your customer people are allowed to play.
Okay.
So it's sort of like there's two tiers. There's sort of like the elite, we're obedient to the government, we'll show our ID tier, and then there's
I don't know how true that part is.
Well, you showed an ID to get on exchange. So
well, yeah, because it benefits me in the long run, and right. It allows people to buy Bitcoin without jumping through those hoops.
No doubt. I mean, I'm not criticizing you for it. I do the same thing. I mean, I'll do what it takes to get money out of the government system and into the cryptocurrency world. That's ultimately one of the main goals of doing what we do, which
right.
is to help people on the outside of that system. There are a lot of those people who they don't, for whatever reason, they don't want to join the exchange. Maybe it's because they value their privacy more than we do, and they're willing to pay for that privacy. They're willing to pay a premium for it. So, you know, what's the real market price of Bitcoin? The answer is it depends on the market.
Sure.
Right. So, anyway, the kudos to Bitcoin, which since I've woken up,
everything else is up as well. Monero, Dash,
hell yeah.
Bitcoin Cash.
Since I've woken up, it has gone up like another $1,000.
Yeah.
So
it's fully over 21,000 now.
Yeah. It went up over about 10% in the last 24 hours. It's sitting at currently right about $21,290, and it peaked today at 21,500 and change.
Yeah.
So,
wonderful day.
Yeah, what a day. And there's other potential good news.
As you pointed out, it's been a great Christmas. The federal government got hacked.
Yesterday, we talked about that, yeah.
And then today, Bitcoin is up to 21,000. What wonderful news will tomorrow bring?
Yes, indeed. Well, maybe. And it's hard to get optimistic about this, but I have to say I'm surprised to see this news story coming out from the DailyBeast.com. And this appears to have been picked up in a few other places, including Yahoo News.
Yahoo was the one that I saw.
Yeah, and elsewhere. I've seen it on a couple other spots, but the Daily Beast claiming they've got the exclusive on this. Aswin Subaseng, the White House reporter, and Adam Ronsley reporting here in his final weeks in office before Joe Biden's inauguration. President Donald Trump is weighing granting clemency to Ross Ulbricht, the founder and former administrator of the world's most famous darknet drug market, the Silk Road, according to the Daily Beast.
Now, explain this to me. What's the difference between granting clemency, commuting a sentence, and pardoning?
Clemency and commutation, I believe, are the same thing.
Okay.
And a pardon would be, so that would be that if Trump grants clemency, then that essentially says, okay, Ross, you've served your time, we're shortening your sentence, you're released immediately, or in the next 2 days, or whenever it is that the release date is. So it would be Trump reducing his sentence down to essentially time served.
Okay.
The pardoning would wipe his slate completely clean of the conviction.
So I would take a clemency.
Yeah.
I would prefer a pardon. But,
yeah, no doubt. Well, I mean, the thing is, with a clemency or with a pardon, you don't get your time back.
Right.
So it just wipes your record clear, and that's nice. But in this case, I think Ross would be happy if he could just
get
out of prison where he has been sentenced. And I'm sure it mentions this in the story here, but he's been sentenced to two life sentences plus 40 years for the dastardly crime of programming a website.
It's absolutely barbaric, the sentence that was handed down.
It's horrifying. We'll talk about it. I can't believe that Trump actually is considering this. I never thought I would see this particular story.
And this isn't just a random tweet that, like the Julian Assange one was. This is an actual White House insider saying that, hey, Trump is considering this.
Yeah, and it would be better if it was actually a Trump tweet. Because then we'd know for sure he's considering it, as opposed to just somebody saying on the condition of anonymity. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you bring up whatever you want. If you want, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
And we're talking about the potential end of the road for Ross Ulbricht as far as his
prison sentence. Well, the beginning of the road for him.
The beginning of a new road.
Prison sentence.
That's what I meant. The end of the prison sentence, where he has been sentenced to 2 life sentences and 40 years for programming a website. And we'll tell you a little bit more about that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE is our number. Also, want to make sure you know about Divi. Divi's a cryptocurrency. Now, there's a lot of cryptos out there, so what is it that sets Divi apart? Well, first of all, there's a bunch of liberty-minded folks involved in its creation. Secondly, they've also made masternodes super easy. A masternode is a special node on the Divi network and on other crypto networks that allows you to create or to perform certain services for the network, and in return you get some rewards paid out in the same crypto. So you have to have Divi in order to create the masternode, and then you sort of lock up the Divi into the masternode, which technically restricts the supply of Divi on the market as well. And again, the masternode does certain services, and then you get rewards right into your wallet for doing that. But in order to get the masternode rolling, which is super easy with Divi, you do need to actually get Divi first. So to purchase Divi, you can do that at multiple exchanges, or better yet, just get it straight from the Divi team. Go to their Telegram channel to talk to them directly. You can link to that if you go to their website, diviproject.org, diviproject.org, and check that out. As we continue here, we're talking about cryptocurrency, with Bitcoin hitting a new record high, pushing through not just 20,000 today, but 21,000, where it's currently sitting at close to 21,300 as we speak. In the same day, we're seeing news about Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, the world's first, circa 2011, what they call darknet marketplace. There was no such thing prior to the Silk Road. Silk Road was the innovator in that particular area. Now there's, I don't know, probably half a dozen of them at least out there.
I'm sure there are considerably more.
Maybe. If you go to dark.fail, they do a pretty good job of kind of cataloging the ones that are worth talking about. I mean, I usually don't see that many. I mean, there's not like a dozen that I've seen on there. Maybe several. Because they get taken down, too. So they don't tend to last very long. You're lucky if these things will last more than a year in a lot of cases, simply because there's a lot of what they call exit scams involved in these darknet marketplaces. These are anonymous marketplaces. So, you know, you don't know who's running the thing. But people want to get drugs so bad, they're willing to do whatever it is that they need to do, which means...
Well, they want to get safe drugs.
Yeah, which means Well, I wouldn't say that they're safe per se. Some of them are dangerous and risky.
Well, they're not likely to be laced with fentanyl or whatever.
Right. So what you mean by that, by saying safe, is that they are what they're advertised as.
Right.
So you're not getting something that you don't know what it is. It almost is always what it's advertised as on these darknet market sites, and that's because there's open competition in a marketplace. And so if somebody doesn't have the real deal, you know, drug that you're looking for, if they sell you something fake, you can leave them feedback. And then somebody else can see that feedback and choose not to buy from that person. So there's a reputation at stake on these sites, which is what Ross, you know, really innovated when it came to creating not just the sort of the software that allows you to make the purchases and offer the various different products. And it's not just drugs. There's other things that they sell on these marketplaces, but that's sort of what they're known for. And also, Ross Ulbricht deserves a lot of credit for basically making Bitcoin useful. You know,
good point.
I think it was, and I don't know who gets credit for this, but I heard his mother, Lynn Ulbricht, who has just been on a nonstop kind of promotional help my son kind of tour that she's been doing the last several years since he was arrested back in 2013. He's been in prison ever since. He was sentenced in, I think, 2015. And again, to 2 life sentences plus 40 years. But she said that it was said, somebody told her that they thought Ross Ulbricht was the second most important man to Bitcoin. Meaning that Satoshi Nakamoto would have been first, and we don't know if that's a man or a woman, but sure. Satoshi Nakamoto being a completely anonymous individual who created, or maybe it's a group of people, who created cryptocurrency, who created Bitcoin back in 2009. That obviously was the most important person.
Obviously. It's going to be hard to beat the person who
created it, yeah. But to be second place. I think Ross Ulbricht's got that, and I think he's got it by a mile.
I think that's a good argument.
I mean, who else would you say? I mean, who could else possibly be the second most important person to Bitcoin?
I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah,
I'm
not saying you are. I'm just asking the question. If anybody wants to answer that, I'd love to hear it at 855-450-3.
Definitely not Craig Wright.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a fraud. Ross Ulbricht actually created something really useful that made Bitcoin a killer app. Or he made a killer app for Bitcoin, basically.
Yeah.
This marketplace that allows people to buy and sell pretty much whatever they want, with a few exceptions. They did ban things like poison, and they did ban child pornography. But aside from those two particularly offensive items, pretty much anything could be sold there. So, you know, fake IDs, you could buy those at the Silk Road.
Which will probably repulse a lot of people, but with the fake ID, the only victim really is the government. So it's hard for me to care about that.
Sure, yeah. Well, you care if the teenagers are going to get alcohol one way or another, whether it's by standing out in front of the convenience store asking homeless guys to go buy it for them, or it's presenting a fake ID. One way or the other, it's going to happen. So, back to the story here. So, Ross Ulbricht, the founder and former administrator of the Silk Road, according to the Daily Beast, President Donald Trump is actually weighing granting him clemency. According to three people familiar with the matter, the White House counsel's office has had documents related to Ulbricht's case under review, and Trump was recently made aware of the situation and the pleas of the Silk Road founder's allies. Two of these sources say the president has at times previously... and privately expressed some sympathy for Ulbricht's situation and has been considering his name, among others, for his next round of commutations and pardons before the January 20th inauguration of his 2020 Democratic opponent. It's unclear if Trump has arrived at a final decision yet, but Ulbricht has gained some influential backers in the president's political and social orbit. Behind the scenes, he has the support of some presidential advisors, as well as criminal justice reform advocates with close ties to the administration and Trump family.
This all sounds very promising.
Including Alice Johnson, according to people with knowledge of the matter. Now, Alice Johnson, isn't that the lady that he pardoned earlier this year?
It's not a name that I've heard before, I don't believe.
Yeah, I recognize the name because she spoke at, I believe, his some event of his recently. But yes, she had her life sentence commuted by Trump 2.5 years ago. And so he's done some good things for some people in jail who are wrongfully sentenced to insane levels or wrongfully convicted. So it's hard to get your hopes up, though. I don't want to get my hopes. Like, I never thought I would even see this story, that there was some sort of acknowledgement, although unofficial, just, you know, three people said this to the Daily Beast who are supposedly inside the White House, but we can't say who they are because... whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's not a whole lot to go on here, but it is exciting, potentially, that this could happen. We will tell you more about this, 855-450-FREE, because it does need to happen. And you can go to freeross.org, and you can sign the petition to get Ross out of prison if you care about ending this insane war on drugs. You should.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We are close to an agreement. It's not a done deal yet, but we are very close.
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, striking an optimistic tone regarding a new coronavirus deal. The Democrat also saying,
we will work in the future to provide additional relief as the country requires. but we need to provide a platform to build on. We need to address this emergency right now.
President-elect Joe Biden is encouraged by bipartisan negotiations on a new coronavirus relief package.
The stimulus package is encouraged. It looks like they're very, very close, and it looks like there's going to be direct cash payments. But it's a down payment, an important down payment on what's going to have to be done beginning at the end of January into February. But it's very important to get done.
This is USA Radio News. A Senate hearing on voting irregularities in the 2020 election gets a bit heated between Chairman from Wisconsin Ron Johnson and Democrat Senator from Michigan Gary Peters.
We're not going to be able to just move on without bringing up these irregularities, examining them, and see where there really are problems so we can correct it moving forward. Senator Paul.
Mr. Chairman, I got to respond to that. I mean, you're saying I'm putting out information.
Right.
Well, one, I had nothing to do with this report.
You lied repeatedly.
I did not.
You lied repeatedly in the press. I was spreading Russian disinformation, and that was an outright lie, and I told you to stop lying, and you continue to do it.
Mr. Chairman, this is not about airing your grievances. I don't know what rabbit hole you're running down.
Facing strong criticism, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced an audit of signature matching for ballots in Cobb County after claims of voter fraud. Raffensperger saying, "My goal is to make our elections accurate and secure and believed by the voters." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Will Trump pardon Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, the world's first underground drug marketplace, and hero, in my opinion? That is to
say, I would agree.
Ross Ulbricht is a hero. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. And by the way, I want to say thanks to Bogart, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier. That means that Bogart is contributing $10 a month. We ask for $5. He's doing $10, so thank you, Bogart, for that. To the AMP program, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here on the show and talk about the ideas of freedom and liberty in as many places as possible, getting on more radio stations and bringing the ideas to more listeners. So if you appreciate that work that we do and you want to get some cool perks, like some benefits, like access, for instance, to the supporters chat room on our new Matrix server, you can do that by signing up at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, credit card, debit card, or even Bitcoin BTC if you want to part with some of that right now, over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Ian and Aria in the studio tonight, talking about there's apparently at least three people, according to thedailybeast.com, somewhere inside the White House who are claiming, or at least people who are, quote, familiar with the matter, claim that the White House's counsel has had documents related to Ross Ulbricht's case under review and that Trump has been made aware of the situation and the pleas of the Silk Road's founders' allies. And he's been garnering several allies. I've seen a lot of people tweeting on Twitter, for instance, that Trump should look at this. I think one of them was, I don't know if it was Justin Amash.
I think it was
Thomas Massey. Yeah, Thomas Massey. And he's a U.S. representative. Now, I don't know if Trump follows him, but, you know, when I saw Thomas Massie tweeting it, I'm thinking, you know, this is getting kind of close to its target, right? Because the idea that Lynn Ulbricht had was, you know, talk to these Republicans, see who she can get close to. And, you know, obviously, we know a lot of them here in New Hampshire. So she was working New Hampshire during the presidential primary earlier this year and just trying to get people's attention, trying to get the movers and the shakers to pay attention to this horrifying case where a young man who was honestly a very talented programmer.
Clearly.
Yeah, he's a talented programmer, very smart guy, created this amazing website that honestly saves lives. I mean, the Silk Road and the sites like it, through the process of harm reduction, meaning you referenced this earlier, selling drugs that are actually what they're advertised to be, which is totally different than what you get if you like meet some guy in a shady alley with, you know, sitting in a car or whatever, or in like a parking lot. You don't know what you're going to get in those cases. You have no way of testing those products on the spot. It's so shifty. It's so dangerous. People actually die regularly in the war on drugs, not because of, you know, anything the government has done specifically, but simply because government is prohibiting the drugs, and so it drives it underground, and it means that people are not so honest when it comes to the business people.
Right, because they have no reason to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, if you're going to stay in a particular geographic area and sell drugs, then you do still have a reason to hopefully pass on good drugs, because, you know, you do to some extent still want your customers to come back and buy more. So if they obviously get something fake, that's probably going to hurt your reputation even in the black market. But
I think it's likelier that we get stuff that was laced with something that it wasn't supposed to be or something along those lines.
Yeah. So when our co-host Nobody went to jail for selling cannabis, there was a, quote, purported LSD charge that he also faced. You don't hear a lot about that aspect of it, but that was one of the charges that he was convicted of. And the reason why it was called purported LSD was because it wasn't actually LSD. It was something else. But
so he got ripped off at some point?
Correct. He thought it was LSD. Or
did they charge him for having fake LSD?
Yes.
Oh, my God. But he had nothing illegal.
Doesn't matter.
That's insane.
What matters is what you represent it as. So if I got a bag of sugar and I tell you it's cocaine and sell it to you,
they will sell you. They will charge you with
a felony charge.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's purported. You're selling something that is purported to be illegal.
Was he selling
substance.
The LSD, or did he just have it in his possession?
Yes. Oh, yeah, okay. I think he was. So it can happen to good people, right?
Sure.
Who get ripped off at some higher level and they don't realize it, and you know, and again in the black market, it's like, well, did it get you high? Did it seem like kind of like acid? Kind of. Okay. Well, maybe it's real, maybe it's not. You know, the average drug dealer doesn't take the time to send their drugs to a lab to have them tested. Anyway, if you're doing, if you're buying products on things like the Silk Road or other darknet markets, since it's an open marketplace of competition, it's very hard to get fake stuff.
Yeah, because people have to rely on their user ratings and stuff like that. Nobody wants to buy from a guy who's got 6 comments saying that he sold them false stuff.
Right. And they're also competing on a global marketplace, whereas in your local area, you might only know 1 or 2 people that sells, say, ecstasy or something like that.
Right.
Or whatever is being purported as ecstasy. I can't tell you the last time I saw real ecstasy being sold in the streets. Now, that's not to say that I've purchased much ecstasy that in the streets. But the last time we did a test on some quote-unquote ecstasy that was sold in the streets, it was totally fake. It was DXM, which is a cough medication that will, if you take enough of it, make you trip. But ultimately, it's nothing like ecstasy.
I've had some fake ecstasy before, but it wasn't. It may have been that.
You took the fake ecstasy?
I didn't know it was fake until after I took it.
did it do anything to you?
No. It just made me tired.
Yeah, there's some that is actually dangerous. We had a guy who, again, we're talking about harm reduction, right? So you end up with something you didn't think that it was. In some cases, those things that are masquerading as the illegal drugs that they're not are actually much more dangerous than the illegal drugs. So, ex-girlfriend of mine used to be a bit of an expert in these sorts of matters, and she said one of them was something called piperazine, also known as pipes, and that would just give people heart attacks, apparently, cause serious, like, or if you already had a condition, would exacerbate it. Guy named Capuzzo, who used to be the strongman or the muscle for Nobody back when he was a dealer here in town, he died after taking some quote-unquote ecstasy. And now he may have had some sort of a heart condition or whatever, but if it wasn't real ecstasy, then it's possible that whatever it was what actually ended up killing him. Mm-hmm. So we never ended up really finding out what he took. You know, we didn't get that information from the whatever autopsy. I don't know if they could even figure that out through that process, but that's one that I chalk up to the war on drugs.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he didn't know what he was taking.
If he could just go into the store and buy some ecstasy, he wouldn't have to worry about what he was taking. He would know. Just like you don't go into the store worried, oh man, I hope this Tylenol is real, or I hope this alcohol isn't laced with cyanide.
Exactly. And so that's why the Silk Road has saved people's lives. That's why I'm certain it has saved people's lives, because there's hundreds of thousands of people who probably purchase drugs through the Silk Road. And while there may be some people who manage to overdose on the drugs they bought on the Silk Road,
that's the fault of the user.
In most cases, that's the fault of the user. Not always. In the black market, if you buy from, let's say you're a heroin user and you buy from your usual heroin dealer, you're using the same heroin dealer. You figure you're getting the same sort of potency of heroin, but whoops, here's a batch that's 10 times more potent. I mean, it can happen.
Yeah.
It's not likely, but if you happen to get a batch that's 2-3 times more potent than it normally is, and you're used to taking X amount of heroin, so you dose your normal dose, well, you just took 3 times or however many times the dose was that you didn't realize that it was, and you hadn't used it yet, and you're dead. Or you end up in the hospital.
That happened with one of my ex-girlfriends.
Yeah. She got an overdose accidentally, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or she died of fentanyl. It's not clear because fentanyl wasn't really popular back then. I think it's more likely that she just overdosed on some particularly potent heroin.
That's sad.
Yeah. She was like 22 when she died.
So all of these people are victims of the war on drugs itself. And so the Silk Road saves those people's lives because every time I've ever seen drugs tested from from Darknet marketplaces, it's always what they said it was. I've never seen a failed test from a Darknet market.
That's a powerful statement.
Yeah, 855-450, free like freedom. But yet they accused Ross at the sentencing of having killed people because of the Silk Road. Because somebody took too much heroin that he bought on the Silk Road. But how many lives have been saved? We can't count that.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7365. For fireplace heat without fireplace smoke, walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. The toll free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Arya.
Don't forget, you can join us on our Matrix chat server where there are other Free Talk Live listeners hanging out and other people who don't listen to Free Talk Live. It's a more of a libertarian chat server than anything else, but it's oriented generally around Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network. You can go to chat.lrn.fm. You'll get step-by-step instructions on how to join the server. That's chat.lrn.fm. As we continue here with the story of what appears to be some potentially very exciting news, but I'm trying not to get too excited about it because it actually hasn't happened yet. However, if the news drops before Christmas or afterwards, guys, he's got about a month, right? Because it's the inauguration on January 20th. So he's got just over 4 weeks from now. Trump can do a commutation of Ross Ulbricht's sentence. He's probably not going to, if he does anything, it's probably going to be a commutation of the sentence.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
But that would be amazing because he was really sentenced harshly. I mean, actual drug dealers.
Barbarically, yeah. Harshly. I mean, two life sentences, that's barbaric in the first place.
Yes.
But plus 40 years, that's unnecessarily. Well, there's no amount of barbarism that's really necessary, but that's...
It's insult to injury.
It is.
Really. And it's just horrifying. This judge that was involved in this particular case, Catherine, I think, Forrest was her name, was just terrible all throughout the entire trial, refused to allow certain evidence in that could have helped Ross, and just was... She threatened the jurors at one point. If they listened to the jury nullification advocates outside, she threatened to actually lock the jurors away if the jury nullification advocates wouldn't stop. And when I say the jury nullification advocates, I mean the Keniacs who went there, Derek J. Freeman and Jay Freeville, James Cleveland, who are actually out front. Also, Jim Babb from the Philly area was there, and Michelle Seven. So basically, almost all people from the Keene area went out there to
Not surprised.
Yeah, went all the way down to New York City and stood out there in the freezing cold to hold signs during his trial. The judge actually threatened to sequester the jury if the outreach continued outside the courthouse, and So that actually scared his mom into requesting that the activists stop doing it.
Tragic.
And so even though they
this judge sounds like a real piece of work.
Oh, yeah, she's a real bitch. So what they did was they tried to appease this judge. And you know what? It didn't help at all. Sending the activists home at the beginning of the trial didn't help at all. Because the idea was, well, we've got to appease the judge so she'll go easy on him.
Well, you definitely don't want a judge angry at you. But ultimately, it's not the judge who's making the decision, right?
But it was. The judge does the sentencing. So the decision
is made. Yeah, but if the jury had said not guilty, then the judge would have had nothing to sentence.
That much is true.
But I do understand the reasoning because it's risky. You know, the possible penalties here were major. But the judge could have said, okay, 5 years.
She could have, but no, the pandering to the judge did not reduce his sentence. It didn't do anything to reduce his sentence. So they would have been just as better off if they'd let the jury nullification, or if his mom had let the jury nullification people continue to do their outreach. And I think she realized that later on, but at the time she was scared, right? Like, it's her son, and obviously she wanted to do what she thought was best for him, but ultimately it didn't help. It actually may have, I mean, it certainly didn't hurt. It didn't
help. It could have been worse.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it couldn't have been. Exactly. So, back to the story here. Trump, again, has done some, he's already done some pardoning and some commutation of sentences. And not just to his buddies like Roger Stone, but to people like Alice Johnson, who were serving lengthy prison terms for crimes that, in her case, I believe she was involved in cocaine distribution, if I recall correctly. And they just threw the book at her.
Yeah, she got a life sentence or something
said, serious
right.
like that. Yeah. So, activist Weldon Angelos said, I've had documents forwarded to my contacts in the White House as early as February. Weldon is a former music producer and ex-federal inmate. He said in a brief interview Tuesday evening, quote, in the beginning of the year, Ross's family had reached out to us for support, for our support. And my organization and I have endorsed his full commutation. And I'm hopeful that President Trump will commute his sentence in its entirety. This case has perhaps more support than I've seen in any case of this kind.
Wow.
So that's a pretty big deal. And I guess he's one of the primary movers on this. The White House did not respond for a request for comment for the story on Tuesday. Quote, we're very grateful for and admire all President Trump has done for criminal justice reform, especially passing the First Step Act, because that has freed thousands of desperate and deserving people, some of whom I know. We're praying and remain hopeful that he will show mercy on Ross as he has others and commute his sentence to time served and give my son a second chance at life. That was Lynn Ulbricht, as she spoke to the Daily Beast on Tuesday night.
And I hope it happens, man.
We've had Lynn on the show a number of times over the years. I really do as well. I mean, not just for her benefit and for her sanity, because, I mean, this is her life now.
Her son is in prison.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had to mortgage or double mortgage their house or something like that in order to get the money to just keep moving around the country, because when they move Ross from one prison to another, Lynn moves from one, you know, geographic area to another geographic area, because if your son is in the prison in Colorado, but your house is in New York City, it's going to be an inconvenience to have to fly there. So it's just easier to just move and just stay near that prison. So every time they move him, they move. Ulbricht was the founder and administrator of the Silk Road Darknet drug marketplace, which used the Tor Anonymity Network to hide the location of servers and cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin to allow users to purchase drugs anonymously, or at least close enough. The website was the first large-scale darknet drug marketplace and spawned a host of imitators over the years, many of which have since closed down or been raided by law enforcement. In fact, do you remember when Silk Road 2.0 came out? Were you paying attention back then to this stuff?
I was paying attention, yeah, mm-hmm. But I mean, it's been a busy few years.
Sure.
So I think I remember Silk Road 2.0.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. It started out with an undercover agent as in its administrator. So they'd infiltrated the old Silk Road and had taken over one of the administrator accounts. So when first Silk Road went down, it retained into Silk Road 2.0 some of its old administrators, including one of the federal agents that had been, without their knowledge, had become one of the administrators, because they'd arrested the actual administrator and replaced him with a federal agent. And so Silk Road 2.0 was basically doomed from day one. But the guy who was running that site, who got the, you know, sort of all the credit, sort of as the new Ross Ulbricht, his name was Blake Benthal, and he basically walked away with I think it was either a very light sentence or virtually unscathed. And he was doing the exact same thing that Russ did. He was running the Silk Road. But yet he didn't have it anything near as far as the sentence that Ross did. I'm trying to pull up.
Well, it's pretty obvious they were trying to make an example of Ross Ulbricht to discourage anyone else from attempting to do it. But it clearly wasn't successful. So at this point, the two life sentences in 40 years was always excessive, but at this point, it's not even accomplishing what they intended it to do because there are plenty of darknet marketplaces.
Right, yeah, they thought they were going to send a message by putting Ross in forever.
And it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't at all. Blake Benthal, here's actually an update on that story from news.bitcoin.com. This is 2019. So they point out here, of course, that Ross Ulbricht has been in jail for years. Thomas White was Dread Pirate Roberts II, and Blake Benthal was known as DEFCON, were both arrested but both let out on bail since their initial arrest, something that didn't happen to Ross at any point. He was arrested in 2013 and has been inside a federal facility.
Why didn't they allow him bail?
Because he was Ross Ulbricht. I mean, he's the alleged Dread Pirate Roberts, the most wanted man on the Internet. So, but his second guy, you know, the follow-up, Silk Road 2, these guys, they were given bail. And, let's see, Thomas White was recently sentenced to 5 years in prison, but spent the last few years living normally and even using the name The Cthulhu, or Cthulhu, online to comment on tech articles that dealt with subjects like privacy and Tor. No one really knew what happened to Benthal, and it had seemed that he had escaped the punishment of the court system. However, according to a document obtained by Motherboard, which is a Vice website, Benthal worked with law enforcement and will likely get off with no prison time. Quote,
So he's a snitch.
Well, it's not clear what he's done. Quote, if the defendant fully complies with the understanding specified in this agreement, he will not be further prosecuted criminally by this office for any crimes except criminal tax violations, unquote, according to the assistant U.S. attorney. I mean, that almost certainly means that he's a snitch.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it sounds like they granted him immunity as well.
But on whom is he snitching? Was it the other guy that was running the site? And the thing with Ross was he couldn't snitch on anyone. He was the creator, right? So,
right.
He couldn't roll on anybody. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can continue. You can join us here. Is it true? Is Donald Trump really considering giving Ross Ulbricht a commutation of his sentence, which would be amazing? This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.